I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit and Place Festival, which runs from November 2 through November 11. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, play. And now, here's artist and philanthropist Marianne Glick with her essay, Increasing the Fun Factor.
Increasing the fun factor and including play has always been an integral part of my life. My earliest recollection of this occurred when I was only 5 years old. Even at that early age, I wanted to be right in the center of any activity that was taking place. My kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Morgan, would select girls to participate in games or lead groups based on the color of their clothing. I longed to be chosen more frequently, so one day I came to school wearing 7 skirts and 4 blouses, each a different color. So no matter what color she called out, I'd be able to participate. My mother ran into Mrs. Morgan about 10 years ago, and she said that the incident still stood out in her mind. No other child in her 50-year career as a teacher had ever done something similar. When I took on the chairmanship of the United Way annual campaign last year, I wanted to make sure that lots of people had a chance to participate and to make participation fun. The theme for the campaign was Dream Big, Give Gleefully, Live United. To emphasize the idea of dreaming big, I often wore Joseph's Technicolor dream coat to corporate presentations and spoke about how United Way helps dreams come true for so many people in our community. We also launched a video competition called Give Gleefully. Individuals and corporations could enter 2-minute videos that shared a personal story of how their lives had been touched by United Way, how they volunteered for United Way, or somehow played on the United Way mission. People had a lot of fun making these videos, and the companies that participated had an average increase in their campaigns of 13%. Chip Edgington, CEO of Red Cats USA, sent me an email after a recent presentation. He said, "I just want to thank you for participating in Red Cat's United Way rollout yesterday. You bring so much spirit and passion to the party that it is inspiring for many of my team members and for me too. Between your crazy hats and Wonder Woman outfit and of course your lively approach, it is much more effective than the button-down version of yesteryear. I am so happy when I hear the laughter and the response from the audience because community service should be an uplifting experience despite some of the sober challenges we face. My mission in life is to ignite, inspire, and direct energy for positive action, and I make every effort to carry out that mission with a joyful spirit."
That's artist and philanthropist Marianne Glick with her essay, Increasing the Fun Factor. You can read this essay on the Spirit and Place blog and hear more essays about play during All Things Considered until the festival opens on November 2nd. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 40 festival events and to learn more about GameSpot, a series of supersized sidewalk games. It's all part of how we play during this year's Spirit and Place Festival. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.